This is 90.3 KEDM. Welcome to Lagniappe. I'm Corey Crow with station manager Jay Curtis. Jay, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us on Lagniappe today. And let's talk a little bit about what's going on. A big concert event, and it's going to help 90.3 KEDM. What do we have coming up?
It's called Rhythm and Relief. It's coming up this Friday night. We're planning to be in Alley Park in downtown West Monroe. Terrific music, and it is a fundraiser. It's a benefit for KEDM. We've got terrific music on hand, and it's a great time to come. Bring a chair, come out, enjoy some libations from Flying Heart, and then have a great time. Enjoy some great music.
The event's happening rain or shine. I'm just looking at the forecast now, and there was a little shot of rain on Friday night. Now they've moved that back to after midnight, so we should be okay to be outside in a beautiful evening in downtown West Monroe. Let's see. And 62 degrees.
Is going to be perfect. Maybe just bring a light jacket. But what we're doing is we're raising money for KEDM. We've got an incredible lineup of music, headlining Josh, starting out with Josh Madden, winding up with Doug Duffy and Bad. But it's all going to support KEDM. So yes, we will be asking for money. Yes, we will be taking donations. Our posters and our flyers say donations encouraged. So if you're coming on out, bring a couple of dollars to put in the till, or we'll have some QR codes you can scan and do it that way too. But let's talk about the lineup. We were able to work things out. Josh Madden has another gig later that night, but because he loves KEDM so much, he used to host a show for us. He agreed to play with that first kickoff segment at 6 o'clock.
So, 6 o'clock, and we'll get started with Josh. And he's fun to watch. He's coming off his big week. He did his Blues Brothers show this week. I hope we hear some Blues Brothers.
I hope we do, too. I hope we hear some Elton John. I still distinctly remember when he performed with the Monroe Symphony. With the Elton John. It was absolutely amazing. He's also producing music events. He's producing theater now, too. So all around terrific musician and terrific business of music guy, too. So we're really glad to have him.
So that's 6 o'clock. That kicks off Rhythm and Relief Friday night, the free concert in downtown West Monroe. Now, I had a chance to judge a blues competition a couple of weeks ago. And they started off the night with this group of young folks. The drummer was 14 years old. She's the lead singer of a band called Say No More.
You have to spell it right, though. It's S-A-E, so put that in your head. Dan Sumner and his Fort Sumner Music School, he's been teaching these musicians not just to play as musicians, but to be able to play as part of a group. And this is one of his ventures. They did a great job at the Washita River Blues Society Blues Challenge. Just really lit it up. We're really excited to have him and to be investing in really this, you know, this next generation of musicians for Northeast Louisiana. The people that we say, hey, you know what? They got their start in Monroe.
Look, I heard the 14-year-old young lady singing, and I was like, man, in about 10 years she's gonna, I mean, like, she's already
she's
something now
already,
but about,
right.
about 10 years from now she's gonna be the hottest thing in North Louisiana.
So also moving on from Say No More, a terrific favorite from Northeast Louisiana, Jordan Shepherd. He's been making trips back and forth to Nashville, playing here, but also getting some songwriting credits up in Nashville, putting some things together. And it's a great opportunity to come hear another one of these musicians that you're going to say, hey, you know what? We knew him when he was playing in Monroe.
You finish off the night in big grand style. You've got Doug Duffy and Bad, Dan Sumner, Ben, the whole gang. They're there, and that's going to be a treat.
It is going to be absolutely amazing. So Doug Duffy, internationally known Hall of Famer. He represented Northeast Louisiana in the Washita River Blues Society at the Blues Challenge last year in Memphis. It is a tremendous opportunity to be able to hear Doug and this group. And really, as they say, you're going to get some funk on if you show up for that one. It's going to be a lot of fun.
The funk will be on. Look, man, we were at a deal the other night. He played New Orleans Rain. And the guy next to me just started crying.
Wow.
That's how good it was.
That's how good it was. That's how good
it was.
Yeah,
and he wasn't crying because it was bad.
So come on out.
He was that moved.
Come on out to hear Doug Duffy wind things up for us on Friday night. Of course, we're very grateful to the sponsorship of the City of West Monroe and Flying Heart Brewing and Pub. Flying Heart has been our rain dodge if we needed to go inside. They're also going to be on site selling adult beverages. But let's talk about what this is raising money for. So we will be asking money multiple times throughout the night. Have the opportunity to pass the hat, scan the QR code, all of of those things, KEDM is hit with $145,000 in cuts, and that money is very likely not coming back. That's almost $300,000 over the course of 2 years. That's a lot of money. We had an extra fundraiser in July. We were so excited to have so many people step up then. Many people stepped up again in September during the fall drive, and maybe people who had never given before, people who had given a long time ago and hadn't given in a while. This is another opportunity for people who are just out to enjoy what KEDM does for the music community and the cultural economy of Northeast Louisiana, and to be able to invest in that.
And we're playing all these people on the boot, too.
Yes, all these musicians and as many local musicians every single hour of the boot. We're on 37 hours a week. So that's 37 local musicians who are getting radio airtime who would not have without your contribution and your investment in what KEDM does.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going to be going on. All right, we're going to start at 6. We've got the bands playing. There's going to be some beverages floating around. You're right by all the food and everything. All of downtown activities are going to be happening, right?
Quick walk. There's pizza right at Flying Heart. There's Jack's Craft Smokehouse just down the way. Plenty of places to grab a bite to eat and then come sit down, enjoy some great music.
I did that on Friday night. I went and had me a big barbecue sandwich. And I told everybody over there, I was like, you need to be over here next Friday night. We're going to be right down the street having a good time. Now, this is happening, folks. Rain or shine, if it rains, we're going to move inside Flying Heart. Jay, we got about a minute left. Let's tell folks again, they don't need a ticket, right?
They don't need a ticket. They ought to probably bring a chair, kind of like the Ouachita Live concerts. Bring a chair. You have a place to sit. But also bring your wallet. We're going to ask for some money. But if you can't come or if you can't come and give at the time, you can also give online at KEDM.org. Support everything that KEDM does for our community, our music community, and investing in our area.
Come on out and support the radio station. And also, we'll shoot a little video of it, too. We'll have some video highlights on our video channel, so be looking for that as well. The Rhythm and Relief Concert, Friday night. We'll get started at 6 p.m. It's free, downtown West Monroe. Bring all your friends.